أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم متكئين على رفرف خضر وعبقري حسان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان تبارك اسم ربك ذي الجلال والإكرام صدق الله العظيم. Continuing the description of ومن دونهما جنتان, besides the two gardens, the two jannats, the other two jannats, after giving us some insight with regards to the different aspects, how lush it will be, the kind of springs, the kind of fruit, the kind of hoors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَىٰ رَفْرَفٍ خُضْرٍ وَعَبَقَرِيٍ حِسَانٍ. The people of this jannat, or these two jannats, they will be reclining on rafrafin khudr, on green cushions, wa abqariyin hisan, and either carpets or either mattresses of exceptional quality. Now some of the commentators have explained that there will be these couches, and then on top of these couches will be these cushions and these mattresses, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us that this world, in this dunya, is the dunya in which we toil. This is the dunya in which we work for our akhirat. This is the realm that we have to accumulate our amal and we have to present it in the courts of Allah. And it is there that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give relaxation forever and ever. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to us in this kind, in these types of ayat, that now there will be total relaxation. We discussed at some point before that even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be so considerate to the people of Jannat that when they are standing, then the fruit of Jannat will be reachable. And when they sit down, then those branches will come down to them. And when they're reclining on these rafraf, and all these couches and everything else that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described, it will come even closer to them so that they will be able to take. In other words, there won't be any toil, there won't be any effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will treat them as the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the favors of your Rabb, O insan and jinnat, do you deny? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَبَارَكَ اسْمُ رَبِّكَ ذِي الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Blessed is the name of your Rabb. The name of your Rabb is Allah. Allah Himself is blessed. And the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessed. All the sifat, all the attributive qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessed. All the attributive names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessed. Everything that is linked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessed. And hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further elaborates Allah's qualities, ذِي الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, who is filled with majesty, filled of honor. Now here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again shows us the great majesty of Allah, the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is filled with ikram and honor. That whoever fulfills the commandments of Allah, whoever realizes and recognizes the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make the ikram. In one hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, from the ijlal and the ikram of Allah, fulfilling the rights of the grandeur and the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are certain things that a person should carry out. Number one is, the respect for an old Muslim person. When a Muslim person becomes old and we respect that person, then we are fulfilling this haqq of the grandeur and the ikram of Allah, and full of honor will mean that Allah Rabbul Izzat will grant us honor. Secondly, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a person who is in authority and he rules with the commandment of Allah, by the commandment of Allah, according to the commandment of Allah, then also to honor that person is like honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the third, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Hamidul Quran, like the carrier of the Quran, the hafiz of the Quran Karim, a person who does not suffer from extremism and also from not absolute laxity. In other words, one who is in moderation. To respect such a person is fulfilling the command of Allah, and it is respecting and honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we find in Abu Dawud and other ahadith kitab, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he would complete his salat and when he would make salam, then he would say, Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam, tabarakta rabbana ya dhal jalali wal ikram, in compliance with this ayat of the Quran Kareem. And then we found that the surah had begun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had begun with the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most compassionate. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes with these words, Tabarakasmu Rabbika Dhil Jalali Wal Ikram, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Ar-Rahman, who is most compassionate, His name is blessed. Everything associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessed. Allah is full of majesty, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of honor. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our ikram in this world and in the hereafter. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.